Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This week is our great national holiday, and I'm willing to bet the ranch that grills all over the state are going to be fired up. Now, hot dogs and hamburgers may be fine, but for a big feast, you want to go with the heavy artillery. Succulent cuts of beef in all their glory. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you can't treat all cuts of beef equally.
You cannot, of course not. And quite frankly, I mean, as you said, beef should be what's going down on 4th of July for sure.
That makes sense.
I mean, we are the world's beef producer. We are the largest producer of beef. I mean, we produce 20% of the world's beef.
Wow.
I mean, we're pretty, the second is Brazil, and they're a distant second. I mean, we have over 90 million beef cows in this country. That's, you know, if you do the math, that's like one cow per every three people in the country. It's a lot of beef that we have. And of course, you know, we take it very seriously. We love our beef. I think sometimes people are confused about the grading system, and that's okay. It can be a little confusing. I mean, basically the whole USDA grading system is based on interstitial fat and the age of the animal. So very few cows are usually let go longer than a year. So what we're talking about pretty much is always less than a year old cattle. And it's graded on, you know, sort of on a grid with one of the stakes. Based on how much fat per meat is in the meat. And so the highest sort of selection would be prime.
Right.
Only about 2% of the beef in this country is actually graded prime. It's not a lot. It is out there. Some of the great stores have it. And we can talk a little bit about if it has any value later. Choice is what I think almost everybody sees and we buy.
Yeah.
And there is a cut. There is sometimes you'll see select, which has the least amount and almost no actually interstitial marbling. And so that's what you're looking for when you're looking at grading. But if we're talking about cuts, the one that I think a lot of people are very familiar with is the tenderloin or filet mignon. Well, even on a prime cow, there's not a lot of interstitial fat. So there's no reason to, in my mind, to spend the money for a prime tenderloin. I have a lot of trouble telling the difference between select and prime tenderloin. I mean, the way it is, it's only based on the ribeye steak, the way the grading's done. You couldn't grade a cow based on its tenderloin because no interstitial fat in that muscle at all anyway.
Right.
So I don't think there's a need to waste the money on that. When we get in, so that's obviously a favorite cut of everyone, and roasting a whole tenderloin and slicing it or doing filet mignons, which are the steaks, are great. You know, New York strip would be the next cut I think people always get very fired
up
about. And here I think it's definitely worth moving into choice at least, or prime. That's a one muscle steak, so it's a cool steak. It's flavorful. It's dense. You know, it's one of these muscles that is kind of, I think, requires a good sharp steak knife and cut against the grain to eat it.
Right.
And then there's the ribeye.
My favorite.
And I think, you know, and that's a multi-muscle steak, so you get all different flavors and textures, and that's the one it's graded on. So if you're going to go for the ribeye, I recommend going for the prime. I mean, you'll be very, very happy with the big, and I like to ask the butcher to cut it at least an inch and a half thick to make a nice big steak.
And another thing you can do is work right with your beef producer that we see at the markets.
Yeah, of course.
People like Shane at Liberty Delight.
Yeah, great steaks.
It's wonderful to have a guy like that get you exactly what you're looking for.
Of course.
It's wonderful. Jerry, good advice. We're going to put some ideas on the website so people can look them up. Have a great 4th of July,
Happy 4th
everybody.
Of July to everybody.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.